the magic number.
First time.
Yes, it is. It's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Hashtag show.
Episode 24 of the Hashtag Show. Coming up this week, we talk about... It's the aftermath of Hashtag 3. This is possibly the worst episode you'll ever listen to. If you're a new listener, skip this one. We are just going to thank everybody who came along and shared the madness. Let's go!
Hashtag.
Episode 24, the aftermath of Hashtag Live. We are back in the studio, safe. No alcohol is in the room. I am joined once again by the founding fathers of Hashtag, as Malocca Lee and the recovering
alcoholic.
Yes!
Boys,
hello.
We have, I mean, there's part of me that didn't think we'd get to this episode after Sunday's massacre. Is that the right word to use? Where should we start? First of all, we've had a number of comments, questions, and messages of goodwill to the page. Hoping Gary for a speedy recovery, so we should ask Gary. This is your time, 60 seconds to address the fans directly about Sunday and let them know that you are in fact alive and well.
60 minutes, no seconds.
Well, first of all, yeah.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Again, anybody that was
look at that
smiley face, anybody that was at the first show will realise what a cunt I made of myself then, but I think I even surpassed it. But believe you me, the shame that fell upon me, not on Monday, but yesterday when I was out walking the dogs, and no, Tuesday, because I sent, and I'll be honest, I sent Mal and Scott a text saying, look, I'm not going to be recording the show on Thursday. I don't believe I have any funniness.
The and Tuesday blues had kicked
yeah,
right
in. Yeah,
I says, I'm shamefaced, and the fact that you's let me get in that state, I realise I'm a grown man, I realise that, but we had actually had a conversation at the start of the, before the show started, saying, if I get a bit out of order, mind take me to the side.
We'd also invented a remember, code word to yeah, which we all forgot.
Yeah.
The best thing is, that's like saying to some crazed nut cage fighter, right? See if I start kicking fuck out cunts in this pub, just take me aside and tell me to calm down. It's never going to happen. We sat and Gary Little said to both of us, boys, if I start getting, just tell me to calm down. On three separate occasions, once I shouted at you across the floor, Gary! And you still, there's no control in you, but I will say in your defence,
at high heels.
You had high heels on, you'd cracking high heels. How your calves must have been killing you. That workout.
Nah, it was my toes just squeezing them in.
Squeeze right up the front.
Aye, right the front.
What I will say in your defence, however, though, is if Mr. Ayrshire fucking Malocca Lee had not been there, you would not have been in half the mess you were in. So I'm quite happy to pass the blame on to this man. Yeah.
Peer pressure.
Well, I was going to say, thanks for that, Scott. I remembered you were pretty sober. But I remember at one point the three of yous huddled together saying, what's the fucking code word again?
Was that not the Madonna thing we were doing?
Aye, we did that, but I remember thinking, right, there's no, like, steaming and going, right, it is 2-4 now, but we did come up with a code word, because we genuinely did, can anybody remember what it was?
No.
We had a code word. If things get out of hand, one is just to see the code word.
As if that code word was going to change anything.
It's the thought of it.
Do you know how
Hashtag 4, let me tell you right now, I'll not be drinking from now on. Just in general,
I can't promise
then. I tell you how mental it's getting. Even after, now this is obviously the third live show, right? So we
sold out, Scott. Sold out.
Four times your teeth in. Third sold out show. But my point was, we know by this stage what the day is going to entail, right? And
the second one
was quite messy, but no,
well,
it's mad.
I think we're having people dressed up, certainly added an element to it, but we obviously, the three of us are the Hashtag Show, but in the live we become four.
Wow, Super Ross
is
Spider Ross.
And my point was, you knew how mental that was getting when even Ross was getting pissed off with how fucking insane it was getting. There was a couple of times, I don't know how it started, but when he was coming out and we'd sing Spider Ross, and he's just sitting waiting going, can I play my song now?
But the thing that made me laugh is Ross sang his first song with the spider mask on, right?
Yep.
like right, because I thought he was going to take it off, but he kept on, and every time he'd look here at the table, it looked like a pig snout. And I lost my shit on that. I just fucking couldn't. And I think that's how I thought about the Spider Ross thing, because remember the Simpsons Spider Pig, Spider, that he looked like a pig.
It was when he was backstage with me and we were getting pictures taken, and he just went, I don't know why I'm smiling because nobody can see my face under this mask. But if you made it along to hashtag three,
I
think it's safe to say you were part of history, because not only were you there at the third sold out hashtag show, you were also at the last ever show at Wild Cabaret, because no matter what happens from now on, I don't think we will ever be allowed back in that venue.
Well, I think it's in the hands of the legal team. Maybe we can build some bridges and get back in there at one point.
The let's just say the staff were slightly upset at the state of the room. I will say when we came off at the end, we left Ross playing some tracks. The boys retired gracefully to the green room
to deal with security,
where they rolled around the ground like an upside down turtle. And I was met with the tech, and I asked the tech, because I could sense tension in the room. I've lived in a broken home, I can sense tension between adults, and I says, is everything alright? Thinking you, she would say, we're just tired, it's been a long day, we've got a lot of cleaning to do for the turnaround. And she said to me, there is fucking blood in the stage, there's broken glass everywhere, for Christ's sake, you're fucking adults. And then walked away. And I did not know what to say to her.
And I think that sums up hashtag three.
Time for a tune.
Live. Time for a tune.
Hashtag.
Ho, 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 ho. Open up your door. I'm Santa Claus, and guess what, y'all? I got something to show. I came to bring some Christmas spirit. I got a big bag, now guess what's in it? Something for the rich, something for the poor. So Merry Christmas and ho, ho, ho!
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, my foot. I'ma tell you what Santa really put under my so-called tree, but in reality look like nothing but a decorated pole to me. Man, you talk about a tree, it makes me wonder, cause I never had a tree to put anything under. If I ever did luck up and get a tree, there was never anything under it for me.
Man, I don't know what y'all talking about, cause when I come to your town, I just get chased out. I thought you would be happy to see Santa Claus, but all y'all say is stick him up then give me yours.
You're lucky all you did was get ripped off, and it's time to keep your big fat ass up north, because after my last few Christmas nights, if I see you around my neighborhood, I'm shooting on sight. And I ain't even got a chimney for you to come down, so ain't no need for you to be coming around, cause the last so-called Santa that came in with a sack wasn't giving out presents, he was taking them back.
Man, y'all should be glad that I didn't quit, cause I'm getting too old for this Santa Claus shit. Y'all think I'm getting presents made for free? I gotta pay the mills, and ain't nobody paying me.
You big fat whale, you might as well quit, cause I can name 100 presents that I didn't get. And if I did get a present, it'd be a hand-me-down. Yo, I got this for Christmas, now how that sounds?
It sounds good to me, cause I'm about to freeze. You wanna see something? Look at the bottom of these. Me and my brothers can't go out at the same time, cause the coat that's theirs is the coat that's mine.
Man, I know one thing, y'all better get off my neck.
Keeping a festive theme here, that's the Treacherous Three with Christmas rap.
Aye. Hey, the drum machine's even gone mental.
That's Boz.
Yeah, we've not even heard it yet.
We'll try to keep it festive. That's a pretty depressing Christmas song. You
no, Christmas is keeping the alternative Christmas vibe. So,
can I jump in and just say one of the things that I don't have regrets, many regrets in my life.
That's because you've done some horrible things over the years.
Yeah, that I've not been caught for. And I would.
Where is that last year that's not been seen for 16 years?
Aye. As long as the horns and the feet don't turn up, I'm fine.
You need the teeth, aye. That's basic.
I lost a good carpet as well, but anyway. One of the things I regret about Sunday. As I genuinely never get a chance to say thanks to everybody who came and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Yep. I felt like maybe you did that, Scott. I can't remember, did you?
No, at the end we just thanked her for coming, but I didn't even do that.
I don't know what happened at the end. But
you were too busy saying,
there you go. That was a personal highlight for me when we murdered that song.
No, when you murdered the song. Because Gary was through a curtain and he's back at that point, and I was just trying to mop up the glass to get Jesus on.
I tell you. After that, when we get kicked out.
What was your highlights for the show that you can remember?
Apart from John Farnham.
Obviously, I mean, the breakfast can't be included. I know that's the last thing.
Oh, well, I'll tell you. fucking that breakfast haunted us for most of the show, did it though? We were rifting them and then a couple of wee bum rips.
It was you doing a shite backstage. I mean, that's the golden rule. You go to the public toilet, you don't drop it backstage.
Gary. Wow. You were fucking stinking.
Can I just
I was spraying deodorant for him.
Listen, I've smelt some farts in my time. I've even dealt some farts in my time that are proper, like toe curlers, but I have never smelt a fart for you, Mr. Little, in my life.
Oh, that was
that
breakfast
before
champion.
We went through the curtain, was horrendous.
No, it wasn't.
Was
it? Sure. And then as we opened the curtain, it drifted out to the front row and they got what was going on.
That woman's face is a hell. It was like she was doing the videos of the Waynes eating lemons. It was like,
this show's 4D.
My highlight of the day, I think was the rap battle.
The DJ battle.
I thought the DJ battle was brilliant because for the first time in three shows, Mr. Lee has actually taken the time to put some tunes together. Aye, definitely. When it went off, that was to stand behind, to get an insight into your world, stand behind those decks and watch the fans go crazy at the ones and twos. That was the best bit, man. The people went bananas in that bit.
Well, the first one, you mocked my flair. No, you mocked my... What did you say? You mocked my...
You thought you were shite.
You bet me hands down the first hashtag live.
Yep.
The second one, I could have benefited out. You probably bet me on that.
On my deathbed as well.
And I was up for a couple of weeks putting edits together.
On the phone,
questioning what a day for a life. And asking Mark Sherry, what could I play, Mark? And I came out a moment of clarity. I played a couple of tunes. A
couple of belters, man.
And you did pull out a cue. I've not been sobered up since Sunday.
And can I just say, for all the people that dressed up,
can
made
just,
the effort.
Amazing. Can I just
and
say?
I'll
tell you one better.
I'll tell you a better one.
Can I say something here?
What about the people that turned up with the masks, the Gary Little masks?
Absolutely brilliant.
Terrifying.
I wish I had got a photo of them with earlier, but they were just fantastic. To make that much effort, yeah.
There was six of them. For anybody who was here, six of them dressed as convicts with a full cardboard cutout of your lovely dial on their face.
I'm also just realising from the way you're holding that mic that you actually have got bandages on your hand for the cuts.
Yes,
what is it when you get steaming you just want to smash glasses?
Well,
and get to high ground as well. Old, always get on a table.
Mountaineering.
That's what
mountaineering.
It is. It's in your blood, man.
Roman.
The wig was beautiful.
There was a lot of love for you dressed as a woman. A lot of love.
Well.
And there was as soon as you put that wig on, because when we were obviously backstage and guys getting ready, right? The dress, which was a cracker.
Yep.
As soon as that wig went on, you summoned power for somewhere. It was a powerful transformation.
That's it. Because even the way you were dancing, flipping the hair, I knew you were getting into it.
I think sexy is the word that you're wanting.
I'm going to say now, and listeners can get in touch and tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think the bear suits were received the way we thought they would.
I agree with you there.
We had more of a laugh.
We were
fawning
about laughing with anyone backstage, and then we came out to maybe an anticlimax, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know if it was just the speed that you set off in that room. I mean, that was like a whip out of a trap. That was terrifying speed.
And I immediately regretted it when I tried to get down the wee aisle. I was not drinks and cunts there. Left, right and centre.
There's a picture on that hard drive I gave you. You try to squeeze down the middle of the thing. And then I fell
over.
Like, pretending to you as if my wee bear had buckled. And you thought, you just kept going.
Are you genuine?
Did you fall over? Are you falling over? I was just
trying. I didn't talk like that, Scott.
In my heated day, that's what you sound like. Hey, what's it do?
Scott Watsley, he's hobby cell there a bit. Try and pick him up. Oh wait, I can't.
Hey, we'll leave him already. There was at the end of the gig, for some reason, and the first time ever, which shows you how far we pushed it with the third show, a bouncer appeared.
Aye.
Which has never been there.
Several occasions.
And
while the show was still on, the bouncer was trying to get us out.
Aye, and then when he came in backstage at the end of the gig to try and get his oil leave, Mal's fucking earshot tuning kicked in. It was just shushed out, man, puffed up. We'll leave him already. Yeah. We all came together, mate. We'll leave him already.
If he goes, I go. No, but it was a bit. I just thought it was a bit cheeky. During the show, there's a security guy telling us to pack up. That's what he was genuinely saying. Come on, it's time to go, guys.
If we had gotten that mic as well and went,
rave team unite.
I mean, they'd overthrow him. Yep. One guy, he didn't have any chance.
you planted a seed there. If one of you said, "Went, look, there's a bit of trouble here. Let's get into these cunts." We'd have had a what?
We had Braveheart sitting in the front row, man.
We could have took on to fucking Argyle Street.
Do you remember? And I'll be amazed if you do. When that guy came up on the stage to so at one point we tried to do a bit of Heroes Get Talent, which fell on its ass completely because we thought, I think we'd hoped that people would come out for the
maybe
audience.
That's where the pint drinking was. That, no?
That was the pint drinking. Aye, so we got two audience members, a woman who I can't remember her name, maybe in Fiona, but I can't remember her name, and a guy, I can't remember his name. Oh, maybe Stevie, but he's
Brave, let's call him Braveheart.
We'll call him Braveheart. But as soon as he got up to stage, he had a kilt on, and you just kept, what's under your kilt, mate?
Aye, he blasted his wallet. I loved it. It's fucking brilliant. There's a wee baldy half incher.
He lifted his kilt, because I'm standing at his side, so I can't see. I just see him lift the kilt, and Marjorie's face just lit up.
It's no, you don't see that every day. You don't see you a man's wallet.
The best thing is, was getting messages for other comics after it, and just everybody seems to ask, what is this?
What the fuck are you doing in your life?
I can't, no, they're just asking, because obviously this is the podcast, right, which is what we do every fortnight, roughly, when we sit and we talk about things and we put it out there and people like it, and then we've done the live show, but the live show, you could never describe that as a podcast. I know we say it's a house party, but it is just a mad afternoon. I wish I could describe it otherwise, but again, everybody who came along, you made it the craziest Sunday afternoon I have ever had in my life, and it was just another brilliant stroke mental day. And for me, when we move to the Classic Grand in March, or the 19th of March, tickets are still available, although we should say all the early bird tickets
early bird
are
sold, sold over 100 tickets.
A couple of folk emailed me to get it. I can't get any more tickets, and I checked. It's just all the early birds are away. There's still some limited VIP left.
Yep. No many VIP tickets
standard
left.
Standard tickets. And, so it's 150 early birds away.
Yep. Gone, and I think almost all of the VIP tickets, I think there might be 10 VIP tickets left, if that. But we obviously know what we've got planned for March because we're moving to a bigger venue. It's going more people there. The thing about the new space is that we've actually got more options to do things because of the space we're in. So if you thought 3 was crazy, wait till you see #4. And I think it's only going to go for strength to strength, boys, as it goes to the next one.
Time for a tune.
Time for a tune.
On the 25th day
Darkness.
I don't like that guy's voice, man. Never
you
have.
You're getting me on. Yeah, man. Yeah. I think they're brilliant, man.
Do you know he was in the... What was that? Rap band? It's not Run DMC. It's some band that have been about for years. Have just released an album, but they'd... He had loads of contributors, and the guy for the Darkness, and you're going, how the fuck does he end up on a...
He must have been a fan and dug him out or something.
Was this a new album?
Aye.
Aye, well, he's still doing.
No, it's not his album, but it's like a rap album.
I think I loved the Darkness when first came out, just because at the time, they were so different for...
So different, but they were trying to be Iron Maiden.
And they fucked trying to be Iron Maiden.
They were trying to be that 70s classic rock. I think they just tried to channel that.
But I think they took all the cheese elements for it. But that's still, I thought it was brilliant. I thought they were great. And the jumpsuits and the...
Was you a student at the time they were kicking about?
Just finished.
That sums it all up for me.
No, I thought it was good, man. I liked it. It was just madness. The first album was brilliant. And then it fell apart after that, like all good fucking rock bands should. All went shite. And then they get industry involved. And they went, see that old bass player? You need to ditch him. So they ditched him, got a new bass player in, got a sexy looking drummer, went to America, fell apart, came back, full of
soulless,
drugs, full
soulless.
Of gear, hunters a weight on, and now they've got the proper band back together. Well, with the old fucking bass player with a heavy tash.
Well, in this episode, we're all going to do one track each and finish on a randomizer. Keep it nice and tight, festive. Wait till you hear my Christmas song.
John,
I can't even
song.
Christmas
song. Listen, right, listen, I've been hungover to fuck, right, since hashtag. And I've got a man flu. And I've got a man flu.
I've got a flu coming on now.
What's because people have asked after. You might be surprised to know that I didn't really. I went to him. I get him about six. Lay in the couch for a couple of hours and got up.
Six what in the morning?
No, I get him about six.
No,
we finished at six.
Aye, well, I'll get him back at six. Lay in the couch, freezing.
With no t-shirt.
For a couple of those then. No t-shirt.
That was brilliant. Just your jacket.
I left a t-shirt.
And then, you refused to lift our Scott as well.
So I can't remember that.
Reversed back down a one-way street and you're sitting on your phone, you're like,
went get a sausage supper with the dogs.
With the dogs?
Aye.
Out your nut.
Walked and get the...
Dude, tell me this. See, when you went for the sausage supper, please say yes. You still never had the t-shirt on and just the jacket. Come on, Gary.
You know that's a yes.
I can't
just
remember.
Just lie to me, too.
How many pickles did you get?
No, I didn't get any, but...
Sell us a jar, mate.
What
is sell
us a big
jar. The dog's running in the chippy, you there with the button-down jacket, the fucking man chest hanging out. Can I get a sausage supper, mate?
Two.
Can I, bro? No.
Two sausage supper.
What I remember is the lassie, she was fucking raging. No, with me, right? She was raging...
In the chippy?
I weigh someday... somebody had just ordered something and she was fucking. So I was just agreeing. I was like, I know, you want me to get them?
You
want me to bring them in?
And she was like, oh,
I'll set the dogs on them. I'll whip it, it's wee, but I'll fucking bite them. You know, I'll bite them, it's snappy.
I'll leave a mark.
Do you
know
I'll break the skin. You know who I used to be.
I know you went to Hinky Hen, but I was jumping about the rest of the woman an hour ago.
Give us a butter. Do you know what I didn't even realise? I probably still have my lipstick on.
It's a blonde hair draggling for you.
I could have even had the wig on. Who fucking knows? But
no, I put you in a taxi. You were cool, man. You were alright.
Talking about hangover days, do you have a hangover cure? You know, what do you do? I know you like to get back on the baby. Man, that's your hangover cure.
Any excuse for him to go on the baby, man.
For me, normally hangovers, that's why I don't drink. Believe it or not, I do not drink a lot. Please believe that, listeners.
But when you do,
it's pure greed. And it's embarrassing to say that.
I said to you twice, and you'll not even remember, once backstage and once on stage, I leaned into you and I went, Gary, this drink is free. Right, it doesn't matter how fast or how slow you drink it, it's free. And you just turned to me and went, where's the Prosecco? That's what you said. And then another bottle appeared and you downed another bottle.
For the mouth.
Pure greed.
So,
but this is the thing, do you know what it is? Right, and I'm sorry to keep going back to it, right? But you are like, you two are like the bad twins, right?
Uh-huh.
But Gary is loud and out there, so people see it and it's distracting, where you're in the back getting cunted up quietly to yourself and then fucking bust out. Do you mean? So a lot of the blame has to go to this guy.
Exactly.
Well, Maria gave me into trouble because during the show I was flagging up more bottles to come to the table. I don't know how many came up.
No, do you
somebody
remember
a drink?
Somebody brought up four bottles of beer and then you went like that, why are the rest of you cunts no buying this man of the people, Malokali, why are the rest of you cunts no buying the drink?
He's no buying the drink, eh? How's it going on there?
It's the guy even says it's from the booth there and pointed to the booth and they all waved back and then you never even waved to them, you just went,
So we apologise on behalf of Mal there.
My luck elite. So hangover cure, sorry.
No, when I
you must have an old wife's tale or something. No,
when I get a hangover, I just lie naked all day in the couch and no move, because that's why I don't drink a lot, because I can't deal with the hangovers.
Feel but sorry for yourself after it.
Fortunately, this one, I think because you finish early and then I was up the road, saucy supper, that'll square anybody up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a butter roll with it. Much? No, I'll just keep it buttered roll. But then
much for a dry roll.
A dry ride.
But so I don't have a hangover cure. I just have to persevere through the day, and then hopefully the day will go through quickly.
When I was a mad drinker back in the
shooting days, I had fear on Tuesday.
Bottle of boot always.
I sent you that text.
Tuesday blues, man.
It always hits you the day after.
I was just walking with the dogs at the park, and then a big wave of shame hurt us, and I was like, oh no, that's it. I'm finished. I'm never doing a podcast again. I'm
never doing a show. It's the same as gigs. It's like if you have a really good, if you do your own show or a tour show and it goes well, the next day you're still riding the high, and the day after that, second day, you crash in depression. But that's every time you've done that when you get mad at the next day, it's like, oh, boys, and then day two, it's like, I'm sorry, lads, I'm going to walk out of the sea. I can't deal with this anymore. You're going, what?
I think it's just because I see all the photos, right? Obviously, the funny one in my phone off the chair is hilarious, right? But it's the ones in the line and the grin, and you're just going
with the face. I know.
That's 53-year-old man dressed as a woman.
Aye, but look at it this way: 53, still going strong.
No two fucks given, loving it.
A boy at 32, couldn't keep a pace.
That's. I know what you're trying to do there, but it's not working.
I know. So hangover cures. Right. Well, obviously you've got a good tolerance level, right? For being for Ayrshire, for dealing with alcohol at a young age. She's
I
getting
could take
there,
a
right?
punch, I know.
Because you're going, we need to sober up quite. We've got double maths first thing on Tuesday. How do you deal with the crystal meth come down? How is that handled?
There is no dealing with that. There's just extreme pain. And I'm being genuine with that. It's pain. It's like the flu. Kind of. Anyway, how I dealt with it, it was Sunday, I kept drinking. I went out for the missus and my pals dragged us for paella after it, which was a shite one.
See, I kept drinking, right?
Get home, I maybe went to my bed after 12.
How were you in the Monday bit?
Let me tell you how I was in the Monday.
So did you just get back home and then slowly taper the drinking, didn't you?
I've went to my bed about half 12.
Because when you sent us a picture of that pint saying time for a cure, one, that was the worst pint I've ever seen poured in my life, and two, I thought, how the fuck can you drink that?
Well, that was like the next day at 4 o'clock.
Aye, but how?
Because it's a wee cure. So
did you have a hangover?
I woke up, I had a man flu. It was a hangover, but I genuinely have got the fucking hurdy-gurdy. And that was worse than anything else. So I was feeling sorry myself. I had to, the Wayne's condition, you need to get up and do the school run. And then my father left a couple of cans of Tennent's in my fridge, which I swore I'd never touch. They're destroyed now.
Good God.
So I just got back on it, and I've just been weaning myself off it. But last night, I had a few whiskies because I heard that was good for the flu. Feel a bit better for it than now. Hangover cures, I don't think they exist.
No, well, I think you're wrong, man. I think do you know what I think? It depends on what you drink. Because see, when you're young and you're hammering beer and spirits, next day...
I think it's because I never drank spirits that I didn't have the hangover.
Maybe. It's just the fizzy one.
I'm just a Prosecco man. That's my fault.
You're a high class man.
Exactly. So if anybody meets me, I'll have a glass of Prosecco.
Bottle.
From the unopened bottle.
Bottle.
Not the bottle that's been opened fucking 3 years ago.
I think that you, when you're young... Well, you can handle things different when you're young. But there is something about getting up. And you have, the thing is, I always found if you walk somewhere, like if you walk to a cafe, that instantly helps you with the fresh air. But a bottle of iron brew, glass bottle of iron brew, and a real stinking fry up, because it's just getting a good thing.
Aye, to soak
then,
it all up or whatever,
then
I suppose.
A big meaty shite.
Then spew up when you go home.
Aye. Sometimes a spew does you good.
I'm so glad I never was that ill sickness way.
See,
I hate that.
The only one thing I can say, right, in your favour, if I am so glad that none of you spew when you're steaming, because I was ready for one of you to vomit all at that stage.
No, only that bad.
As you were that bad.
Aye, all right. I mean,
Aye. You went quickly dancer. Through the gate, and then you were just kind of hovering on that, starting to get annoying.
I look forward to
always looking for somebody to cause madness. You're just like, fucking calm down. Oh, let's go mental. Stop it.
No, but that's because you were starting to get ready. I mean, I feel bad for you. You were starting to get ready. You had to go get shit together to drive to another gig. For me, it was just like, the show's over. Let's go fucking mental.
That running order, and then they're soaked, sellotape to the table, covered in booze, covered in smashed glass. I'm going, please just keep to this. Let's get
it. We'd kept it tight.
We did. We kept it as close to what we were meant to do as possible.
Is there a, right, here's a question.
Video yet, but I would have loved to have seen some of it.
Here's a question while I'm thinking about it. If there's anybody out there can suggest what they think they would maybe like to see at #4, because we're always up
fight.
For
so a celebrity boxing. Square goal live
verbum boxing
dog fight
strip no like
a man versus a woman strip to the waist just going for it punch
man
for
versus an Alsatian one gambling. That wasn't as scrappy you're like if there's any anything that you think we could add to the show and within means, I mean, don't be fucking ridiculous and say shoot somebody, but
depending on who it is,
an air pistol,
three
an air pistol
to the arse,
aye,
a bare aye. Arse fart to the face.
I remember I had a party once and a guy, he was in the Marines, but he's dead now, but he got shot. But see, before
on duty,
or see, before no,
on duty.
No, in Denison, right? But see, before we were leaving,
was he on duty in Denison? No,
see, before we were leaving, I had to ask him to leave the house, right? And he's like, just at the door, he went, punch for a punch, Gary. And I was like,
just went, a passive statement, just
punch for a punch. And I went, no, booting the boys and the punch for one of your then at darts, right? We had a dartboard. He went,
oh no,
because he had the Marines, the wee circle,
the boys are cut for a different cloth, eh?
He's like, go and throw a dart
at his arm,
his arm, as a target.
See, one of the worst. Right. See, you talk about
double chops right in his forehead.
My mate, Craig Armstrong, Big Chunk, aka Chunk, used to have a dartboard in his hallway. And he got, is it Ninja Stars? Is that what they're called?
Aye.
Throwing stars. So we used to like throw these stars.
Used to get him out of bars, 250.
And then he's like, so we used to like throw darts like behind your back and under your leg and all that and try and hit the dartboard.
The wall must have been some nick.
Oh, it was a door. It was a door, right? So it was just the back of his bedroom door was all fucking covered in holes. But once he like threw it underneath his leg and just threw it straight through his little finger, man, right? But see, because it's like the darts you get free with a dartboard, right? So it's not like proper darts. It just totally mangled his wee finger. But see, when you're young and something like that happens, see now if you're an adult and something happens to your mate, you go, fuck, right, four and hammers. We all just bolted, so we all just legged it out of the house and he's in the other cell. He's fucking, it was minging,
was
man.
Was he pinned to the board, the beast?
No, he just, so like, he threw it underneath his leg, so as he's throwing it under, it's caught that hand. And it's just in. But he said, wait for his mate to come here and take it with the doctors. He's fucking,
he could have bled out and used to have been up the road shiting yourselves.
One of my mates once snapped a golf club, right? I mean, again, we all scarpered, we shat it. He snapped a golf club and just collapsed to the flare. And we thought, what the fuck are you doing? Like, on his foot, so he just stood on and snapped it like that. And he fell out the floor. We thought, what the fuck's going on? And then all of a sudden, like a film, not when he gets shot and he collapses and the blood just seeps out through the head. I mean, I've never seen so much blood seep out. So he's basically snapped it. It's went right through his foot.
Whoa.
Through his shoe. So we all bolted. Good mates. And I mean, he, like, I was serious to get rushed to hospital. Like, he lost a couple of pint, man. A serious amount of blood. I was bad.
Did he still go to the leg?
Aye, he's dead now. No, he's not. But he's fine, aye. Well, as far as I know, he's
fucking
fine.
Fucking hopping about. Cursing news every day.
Aye. Doesn't play golf, but
his brother was an albino. He was.
Time for another festive cracker.
Aye, get it on.
This is the best one yet.
Back to him that night, but when I got home, I bugged, cause I macaroni and cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, Snow White so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
Back in, and I have to say, this is my favourite all-time Christmas song, Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis.
I don't think I'd heard of this before you played it.
See, when this came out, you know, hey, I'm talking a good few years ago now, and, you know, Run DMC, fantastic group. But I came out at Christmas time, right, and it was the first, you know, all the shitey bands had done Christmas songs, but as a wee guy into his hip-hop, and your favourite band, Run DMC, released a Christmas song, all of a sudden... It just got real Christmas. What?
I've been watching a documentary thing on Netflix. It's about the evolution of hip hop.
It's great.
We're now currently in the East Coast talking about gangster rap. But how do you feel about white Scottish rappers?
I think it's absolutely brilliant. See,
Louis, he's brilliant.
Aye.
Glasgow, I really love you. You know, like he's great. You know, like Limp, what they call something, Biscuit or something.
I can't remember the name of the group, but see, Rossi's first band, Real Callahan,
the Bikini State rip-off band, Limp Bizkit.
No, you know your history.
I know my music.
See, Rossi's first band, Real Callahan. The Louis done a guest rap for one of their songs, and ended up hooking up with a drummer of Rossi's band. And they're away doing some other, it's just drums and him rapping, and they're doing really well.
I did a gig with him, and I just swapped the DVD and he gave us the CD, but it was great. You know,
what is the boy's name?
Louis. I can't
remember the rap name and all that, but it's pretty cool name.
Good. He's got a song, Glasgow, I Really Love You, or I Fucking Love You, something, but you'll get it on YouTube.
Right.
But it's good.
I think rap, no matter where it's way, when it's, is it colloquialized? Or was that
good
the word?
Good
where
word,
they keep it real.
Aye.
I pulled it from my.
It's like Proclaimers, they got a right hard time when they came out because they're like, they're no rap.
Listen to that man flew off.
I remember the first time.
Gareth, that's upsetting.
There was a program on.
I don't know.
I've got a meter laugh like that.
Sorry,
Gary.
Here he goes again.
He's been
People have made this point, Gary. They always talk to you when you talk.
Sorry, Gary.
That's one guy that makes that point, and he usually is you talking about it. It's horrible.
That's a one joke now. You're milking it.
This man here.
Cuts are crashing on motors all over the place.
Sorry, boys. Right.
He's ditch, man.
Do you remember the programme The Word?
Brilliant.
Paula Yates.
Friday night.
So, one of their first ever programmes, the Proclaimers on it.
The Tube.
That's it. And see, the first time you seen it, you were going, fuck's sake, listen to these guys, because you weren't used to hearing.
Yep.
That Scottish accent, right? Okay, it was the Daft Edinburgh one, but
because you're trading transatlantic crap, aren't you?
Sometimes the problem is that for me, the guys who are good, and it's the content and the lyric, and then you get ones that are fucking awful.
Is this one a Scottish?
That's like anything. That's just because you probably understand it more.
Who's
with
the
Scottish accent?
The bar is. Who sings that one?
Don't know.
I get a lot of grief.
Even that the name of that is, know, you know, it's got to be shit. That's a novelty song.
The ones when they share these things, they go, oh, this cunt's singing about castle milk, and you listen, you go. The reason why I was taught is because there was a young boy on, and it was. The YouTube video was just him and all his fucking wee bammy mates in the scheme. They're trying to talk as if, oh, my fucking man, and you're going, since Scottish rapper gets 1 million YouTube hits, you're like, there's a fucking woman deep throating a banana. It's got 84 million hits, mate. 1 million hits is fuck all.
But she's no Scottish.
She's no Scottish. She's no rap neither.
So to answer your question, I really like Scottish rap. First time I heard it, it was actually my wee mate's band. From the Shire, I may add, was one of the first hip hop bands, I think they were called All Time High, that rapped with a Scottish full through. The way they speak is how they rapped. And they were laughed at first. I just thought it was brilliant because they kept it, it's corny, but they kept it real.
Glenn and Nigel, who used to, they supported the Beastie Boys in their first tour of Britain. That was in 87, and they were doing rap. Glenn went on to do stuff with Slam. He was one of the sort of founders.
I bet you that they had the Transatlantic. They weren't rapping. They would be beginning there.
Probably, aye.
The American
aye, aye. Well, they came from the West End, so they were, you know, like, they were posh to start with. So they weren't going to speak like you or me.
But actually, it's even when I done the Sonic.
Even when
I done the ultrasonic thing and the public domain thing, obviously I was doing it in an American accent.
Why do you not use your accent?
Well, see, the thing is, right, the way I started.
Have you heard his accent?
But the way I started, the reason I started doing an American accent.
Leave him already. See if you put a baseline on that.
I tell
you, man. He touched me.
Because all I was doing was recreating the samples that for the records that I was taking. Aye. And when we never had the chance to do that live, I would do it. And then also I've brought up and run DMC, EPMD, Public Enemy. So I was trying to recreate that like a sample. So then it stuck. Because if I did it in a Scottish accent, nobody would understand us. You have to make some noise.
Well, you do need to do that.
I know, you don't
make
that.
Some fucking noise.
Mr. Grimsdale. Mr. Grimsdale.
Public domain kicking it to you. Based in the place, London.
Big up the fucking big ups.
Big up. What were we even talking about? What was the start of that?
Rap battles in Scottish.
Did we even cover Hangover Cures? Have we done that?
Aye.
I don't even know where we are now.
To all the listeners, this is just a short episode. We're all still rough as
fuck.
Basically,
just to say thanks. Sunday.
Thanks and Merry Christmas and God bless.
And the show for the #4, as I said, we've already sold over half the tickets. You know, sell out. The other three have sold out. This is going to sell out. Brand new venue, bigger, better. We'll get more stuff. Said too much already.
is it also safe to say that this next live show is going to be our last live show for a wee bit?
Yeah.
Until we kind of regroup and think what we're going to be doing.
Yep. We always said when we started doing live ones that we would do four just to get a feel for it. So this is the fourth one, and then we're going to take a break for the live circuit.
Take a wee break, yeah.
And we're going to come back, and we're going to reshape it, and we're going to make it. So if you haven't, I mean, this is the thing. I was doing a gig on Monday night there in Edinburgh at the New Monkey Barrel Comedy Club, and if you're in Edinburgh, go along there and support the guys. And somebody came up to us before the show to say that he says I didn't want to say anything, but I found out today that my missus has bought him #4 tickets for his Christmas. That's one of his Christmas.
And he's for Edinburgh.
Aye, he's for Edinburgh.
Brilliant.
Aye, for Edinburgh.
Does he listen to the podcast?
He listens to the podcast, aye.
Has he been to any other shows?
I don't think he's been to a show yet, right. No, but he listens to the podcast and he's got tickets for his missus bought him tickets.
Fantastic.
I hope it's not your main present, mate. I'm going to be honest. I hope that's not your big present.
Well, unless it's two VIPs, then you're going, ho.
Hey, she means business.
Here's the thing. I've done this before. You buy your other half a ticket for a show or a restaurant or a hotel, you're kind of cheating a wee bit because you're buying yourself something, you know?
Well, can I just say while we're on this subject of buying stuff for Christmas, right? I have now come into the Gary Little way of thinking, because see, Christmas, it is for Wayne's.
Why, I done Christmas cards to that and all?
Aye. Because I know my missus listens to this show, right?
Scott, don't go there, Scott.
No,
come on.
We're going there, right? When I handed over a Christmas card to these two gentlemen, right, which I had nothing to do with,
it's a Pandora's box.
I can only tell you it was met with a face of disgust, and the reason is
disgust is too harsh.
No, let me
all
finish.
I said
let
was
me
I don't
finish.
Do
let
Christmas
me finish.
Cards.
It's not because they don't love me and there's no mutual love. You do not send Christmas cards because it opens a fucking door of hell where the person feels they need to send one back, or then it gets to next year and you go, did that cunt send me? Every year I have a cream conversation in a supermarket, we need to get Christmas cards. For who? Do you want to send any? No, I don't. Because
you just transmit love. You transmit love. You don't need to get a card.
And see the same thing as well.
Save a planet.
Exactly.
Save a planet. A text.
Fuck your card.
Exactly.
A text.
Aye.
Merry Christmas.
An odd.
I've got 500 texts that I have to use monthly. Right. I don't send a lot of texts.
There's no rollover.
Christmas, I can get a good whack of them.
Get your texts. And do you know what? See, if you've got family abroad and all that, an email, a fucking Skype, a Facebook live post is better than a fucking Christmas card. And here's another thing I'm going to put it there to #land. See, when you are a grown up, and I agree with Mr. Lutton on this, Christmas is for Wayne's. Do you know why? Because see, when you've got a job and money in your pocket, every day is fucking Christmas. Every day is Christmas.
Good
if you
want
to go and buy something, you go and buy it. You want to go on holiday, you go on holiday. Right, if you're dinner, you go for your dinner. See, when you're away, can't do that, because you got fuck all money. So you need to be a good boy, do your chores, shite where you're meant to shite, say please and thank you, and then hopefully your fucking mom and dad have to put it up their nose and they got enough money to buy you something at Christmas. And you're a grown up, every day's Christmas. And see, when you fucking live with me, every day's Christmas.
Thank well, you. Listeners, I'd just like to say you're listening to the Hashtag Show, and if you rewind to maybe episode 5 or 6, you will find Mr. Scott Gibson talking slightly different about Christmas and how he feels.
I think they're no longer available on iTunes. It's taken a year to break me down.
I'm telling you, Scott, you're fucking crackball.
Do you know where it's came from? This is the first year I felt pressure at Christmas, and it's not from family or my missus' family or anything. It's nothing like that. It's because this is the first year where I haven't got the run up to Christmas. It's time myself, because I'm going to do
it on the day of gigs,
right? So this Saturday is my last day that I can do anything.
That's the same, because I'm away.
Right, and you're going on holiday. So I'm
still
on
holiday.
I don't know what to say, you're going to get one of your boys sorted. For the first time ever in my adult life, I genuinely feel pressure. And then all of a sudden, it's always the same. People start flinging names in for the woodwork. You're going, what are we getting names in for? Where the fuck is this came from?
You want to get some Italian bird, right? Because they don't believe in Christmas present. No, Christmas cards. And I thought that was great. It was a marriage in heaven when I met her, and she, one of the first things I said to her,
just to save you that 250 on that multi-pack of cards.
What's your thoughts on Christmas cards?
Well, in defence of my missus, she only buys the Christmas cards that we got the Dogs Trust one, the Gee money, the charity.
So my missus said it was a lovely card at that.
Official, bought online for the place. But they probably still get fuck all.
A lovely card.
Christmas is just.
See, you've got Wayne's, yeah. So that's the.
I'm living it through them.
They're getting a bit older.
Getting
now.
A bit old. It's new. They know what they want.
Even
they
when you do you want to tell the story about when you dressed as the zombie and try to scare your Ian?
Oh, aye.
I mean, even that must have been a moment when you're going.
The wake up call.
As you've got kids, there's times when you go, the first time they spoke, the first time they farted. But then when they get a bit older, you're going, they don't love me.
First time they ignored me.
Now they're taking the piss out of me.
You learn quickly who their favourite parent is.
What was it your daughter said when you came out of the room dressed as a zombie? Because you went in.
I got the zombie costume and I put it on for the first time and I limped, but switched the lights off and I limped, and I made sure I was dragging my foot. Threw into the room, I opened the door, she's sitting on her iPad on the bed, all the lights out, and I went, oh. And she just locked up and went, you're a bit chunky for a zombie, dad.
There you go.
And then I'm proud of this, I punched her square in the nose and I said, sorry, that was just my fucking zombie. And
snapped that iPad right at my knee.
And snapped it and just said, Santa's not real.
Santa's not real,
and
man.
She said, I've known that for a few.
I heard somebody talk about that the other day, but apparently the kid said to him, I've known for a couple of years Santa's not real, but I didn't want to tell you in case I jeopardise my presence.
That was me talking, that's my wings, because we were talking about it back. And may I say, the patter in the green room was brilliant. You know, I had so much fun there, guys, and thank you, Scott, thank you, Gary,
thank you.
It was
no,
lovely.
Thank you, ma'am.
The excitement. If they videoed that, right?
Aye.
That's another show. I was pointing to like a comma.
I thought you were doing your Indian dancing there.
Because for me, that was just like the show was like part of the day that, you know, the crowd were involved in, but we were involved in a day of hilarity.
Can I just say, this has been a shite show.
It has been shite.
It's been awful.
Just for anybody that's listening to us for the first time,
Skip this one.
This is basically us just saying thanks.
We're hanging over rough as fuck, still suffering.
To the people that came to the show.
The picture that I posted last night is the one that Andy took, and it is literally a second before the show starts. It's you just with your hand in the curtain, and I'm going to see if you'd told, if we could have paused time and then shown each of us like the aftermath of it, what would we have done differently? I like to think we'd have done nothing differently, but
what would be the last picture of the night?
The last picture is obviously the one that I can't post of you and Gary. You struggling to get your trousers off in the flare, and Gary still in these brown pants.
Brilliant. Anyway.
There was a couple of times where you, every time you went in your back, you were trying to get your skirt up.
You were flashing your Action Man pants, Tizzo.
just such a good day, man. Such a mental day.
Thanks. We hope as Gary quite rightly said, this has been a shite episode, but it's a thank you episode, and we hope we've conveyed how much fun we had.
Listen, it's
with
also
everybody.
It's also a milestone episode because we are now coming to the end of our first full calendar year that we've been doing this. I know we started November 2015, but this is our first full calendar year, almost done, that we've been doing the show. Generally, thank you to everyone who has listened. I never thought we would get the numbers that we have. It's been fantastic. Thanks to everyone who's came along to the live shows. To think that we've sold almost 1,000 tickets for live shows is insane at this point. So thank you to everyone who's came along. If you want to support the show, we don't ask for donations. We don't ask for subscription fees. These shows are completely free for you, the listener. All we ask is you go on iTunes, give us a 5-star review if you've enjoyed it, help us move up the charts, and find someone, whether it's a friend, a colleague, or a family member who doesn't listen to the show, pass it on to them. The best thing you can do is get their phone, subscribe, however way they do it, and let them listen to the show and ask them to pass it on. That's all we need you to do for us.
Or come to a live show.
Yeah.
Because the money for that, I mean, we got these three mics for the last one, which was lovely.
Which we almost lost on the night because they were getting kicked about the stage.
We got them back with a wee bit of battle damage, but that's...
I've just realised we're all using the new mics as well. So what's going on?
I thought the three blacks.
Oh, that's nice. But yeah, so if you do want to get in
Gary
touch
decided
with
to show us the one that he bought.
If you want to get in touch with the show any point over Christmas, the #show.co.uk is the website. You can contact us directly from there, and it's got links to the hashtag and Facebook and Twitter.
And go onto the page because we'll be uploading all the official photographs. Well,
once they've been heavily screened and censored,
so don't bother firing
them. There'll be no ones about Santa.
Pixelating a few.
So it's just for that to say thanks very much for listening, and we all hope you have a Merry Christmas. We're not going to have a Merry Christmas because, you know, we don't like the Christmas.
You'll have a great Christmas with your new teeth.
Tooth.
But that's in January.
A single tooth.
No, it's, well, I start this week.
He's going to be a sex tourist with his new tooth.
Nonsense.
So you're going to get your tooth fixed, do a power of pumping, and then come back?
No. So anyway.
Knee pumping.
Thanks.
Yeah. It'd be good if you'd done a stand-up show earlier.
Eh?
And, you know,
I'll be good for you. How are you doing?
I just noticed your gutters there.
Thank God we've never done any fucking Irish voices at the gig.
I could have maybe done a good one then, you know, with the state I was in. Anyway, it's goodbye and Merry Christmas from me.
Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Randomizer has decided.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Oh, thing clean in my house, right?
That's a magic number.
Hashtag. It's the magic number.
Bye, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
The hashtag show.co.uk.